It's good to have you with us today here at the CGMF Prayer Line. I don't think you thought we'd get to this, but we're now on the fifth aspect of the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus Christ that we began to study at the beginning of the year. And the fifth one is this, that through the blood of Jesus, I am sanctified, made holy, set apart to God. Now, let's go back and look at the previous ones for our study here today. And for your remembrance, to put into remembrance those things that we have already studied previously. Okay, that one, through the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil. Secondly, through the blood of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven. Third, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, continually cleanses me from all sin. And now what we just studied the last few weeks, through the blood of Jesus, I am justified, made righteous, just as if I'd never sinned. And now the fifth aspect, through the blood of Jesus, I am sanctified, made holy, set apart to God. And we're going to talk about, in particular, sanctification. And our scripture text that we're going to use for these lessons, and we've always had a basic scripture that has kind of carried through the theme of what we've been studying, is from Hebrews 13, verse 12. Therefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the gate. And today I want to talk about what sanctification means. Sanctification is another one of those long theological words that sometimes we talk about in the church. Here, let's break it down. To sanctify is directly related in the original biblical languages to the word holy. To sanctify means to make holy. The English word sanctify is related to the word saint. Sanctification is the process of making something saintly or holy. And obviously that can't happen without the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 13:12, therefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the gate. It was through his blood that we have become sanctified, and his work is carried out through the work of his Holy Spirit. Jesus went outside the city as a sin offering. We learn from the Old Testament that sin offerings could not be offered within the compound of God's people. Sanctification always includes separation, and you can find that in Exodus 29, verse 14. To make ourselves holy, we must offer the right testimony. Through the blood of Jesus, I am sanctified, made holy, set apart to God, separated from all that is evil. Between all evil and me is the blood of Jesus. The one who is sanctified is in an area where God has access to him or her. But the devil does not like that at all. To be sanctified is to be removed from the area of Satan's visitation or interruption in our lives. He can't touch us. It's a place where we are sanctified or set apart to God. Not available for him to have his way, Satan, but we're at God's disposal and we're abiding in Christ. We're not at home, quote, when the devil calls. We don't take up his phone calls. We're listening to the Lord. We're listening to the voice of Christ. We're honoring God. That is what being sanctified or made holy or set apart for God is all about. We are put aside for him. We're in that place where we abide in him. And Satan and the hubris of this world is not going to disengage us from the work and the purpose of what Christ has set us out to do as we become redeemed and then sanctified by his blood for the purposes of God and for his divine will and pleasure as we're holy, made holy vessels through the blood and the grace of Jesus Christ at Calvary. Today, I want you to take hold of this aspect of the cross and the work of his blood. And that is, there is a place of sanctification where you are protected in a place of habitation with him, where Satan cannot climb into, climb over, get into, get involved in at all. He can't call you and, quote, get your attention because you are abiding in Christ and your eyes and your ears are fixed upon Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Amen. So allow sanctification or becoming sanctified to be something that is not just a word or a theological term to you, but is who you are in Christ Jesus. And that you can find that place in him where Satan can't just be knocking at your door and getting your attention, getting you disengaged from the things that you're dealing with in your life. But you're about the master's service. You have a plan, you have a course that Jesus is setting, and he's setting your agenda for success, grace, and peace in his love. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim that your blood has made a way for me to become sanctified unto you, set apart for your purposes. And I put my heart's intent upon that. And I want the world and the things of it that disengage me or keep me from you to not be that which presses my senses. But Lord, that my eyes and heart and ear and my whole being is alert for you, your love, your presence, and the perfect will of God. Help me, Lord, today to walk and recognize that I am set apart for a purpose. I'm not here by happenstance. I'm not just going through the motions. I'm not just trying to survive today. I am a child of God. And you have a plan. You have a purpose. And you have a path for me to follow. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope that this word blessed you today. And I pray that God would touch your heart in a very special way and reveal to you this very special understanding of sanctification and what it means to you and I in our hearts and lives today. If you need to reach us here at Covenant of Grace Ministry, you always can. Please email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com, cgmfinc@gmail.com, or visit our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com. We have some great tools there, and you will be blessed. We're so glad that you're with us today. We just are so thankful for what God's doing, and we pray that God will bless you in a very special way today. In Jesus' name.